Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. If you're looking to travel anywhere anytime soon, might I recommend to you the Northwoods of Wisconsin, and more specifically, Hayward, Wisconsin. There's something for everybody here. Whether you're looking to go biking or skiing or hunting or fishing, you name it, you can probably find it in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. Now, you might be thinking, Dalton, you know, it's a small town. There's not even a Target there. What am I possibly going to be able to do? And while that might be true, there's wonderful mom and pop restaurants that you can go to that have been in families for generations. There's also great shops that you can check out on Main Street. You know, there's unique things that you can't get anywhere else. There's wonderful places that you can go and stay at. There's just a variety of different options for you and your family to explore and appreciate here in the Northwoods. It's a great place to visit, and time just seems to slow down here. And I think that's something that we can all appreciate, especially when we go out and experience things in nature. Well, folks, I can't believe it either, but the Berkey happened in 2024. Now, I know that there are people that'll say, well, it wasn't the true Berkey because it wasn't from Cable to Hayward. There wasn't a downtown finish. Yes, I understand that. But there was still an event that was able to be had, and it was one where probably a lot of people are able to look back on and say that they were proud to be a part of that. Okay, everyone's definitely going to remember the 50th year of the Berkey, and it wasn't because it was canceled. It was because it was modified, looked a little bit different, but I think a lot of people still had a wonderful time and a great ski. Now, I know that the course was a 10K loop, and that was different for some. You know, whether you were doing the Prince Hokan, had the 10K, the Coeur d'Alepet, which was a 20K, or the Berkey, which was a 30K, or maybe you were an elite skier and did the 50K, whatever it is that you were doing. I think, you know, it's better than not skiing at all. And the conditions were pretty good, all things considered. You know, it was in the upper 40s on Wednesday and Thursday. And then those that skied on Sunday, it was also pretty warm. And I'd say for the most part, the track held up. And, you know, the alternative option is that you don't ski at all. You don't get together with those people at all. And you just don't have like a memorable experience to look back on. So I think it's easy for a lot of people to gripe and things like that. But I think the real credit goes to those that found ways to pull this thing off. So whether that was the people at the Berkey or the people at different various small businesses, they were able to put their heads together and think of different ways that they could draw people to their business. You know, it's been a hard winter, and I think really finding out just how amazing a lot of the people that we have here in the Northwoods are. I know from like volunteers as well, like being able to make adjustments, maybe signing up for extra shifts because spots weren't filled by people that weren't coming to the area for the week. A lot of people really stepped up, and it was great to see that they were able to still pull off an amazing event. I think it was so cool and so magical to see Jessie Diggins going around the course loop. And in a typical year, you might only see her once coming through town, like coming down Main Street. And that would be awesome. I think that would make for a very memorable experience as well. But the fact that you got to see like a world-class athlete, someone that's won an Olympic gold medal, ski around five times, if you're lucky enough to see her at all five times, was you really got to witness greatness at the highest level. And I think that was just such a cool thing. Also, Gus Schumacher being able to pull out a victory for the men's elite skaters. I think that was just great to see too. You have, you know, the stars really just aligned. I mean, Jessie Diggins even said it in her press conference afterwards, like, you know, things they're not always able to be stateside when the Berkey happens. So the fact that there was the World Cup in Minneapolis the week beforehand opened up the door of opportunity for them to come to Hayward, come to Cable, and compete in the American Birkebeiner. And I think what greater year for that to happen than the 50th year. And so just looking back on it, I think it was just a great time. I know on Wednesday I was up at the trailhead. I did a little bit of announcing. That was a lot of fun. That was my first time ever announcing the Berkey. I know that I've done like in a very small capacity before, announced like the open track Prince Hokan start. But the fact that I was able to be up there and announce for 4 hours was great. You know, it really challenged my knowledge of how to pronounce different names. And I think being a teacher, I have an advantage there a little bit, being able to, have different students' names that might be a little complicated. So I'm able to say some that maybe most might not get, but also when it came to the city names in Wisconsin, not all the announcers are from Wisconsin. So being able to rattle off like Oconomowoc or Waukesha or Minocqua, just to flex a little, was pretty cool. And so I think that was just a really fun experience. I also was able to see a lot of local Hayward people finish during that time and get to announce them coming in. Then on Thursday was the big race for myself. I will give a shout out to my buddy Kyle Courtright. He warned me ahead of time. He said, "Dalton, I'm wearing shorts and I'm wearing a t-shirt. Are you in?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. And I should have followed your advice, Kyle. And I'm a sucker because I didn't. Because, I mean, I wore like a pretty light top and had my bib. And then after that, I still wore my regular ski pants. And that was a grave mistake. I was overheating so badly. Like, I felt like Ron Burgundy, you know, when he's kind of going through his downward spiral in Anchorman, when it's just so hot and he's just got like that carton of milk and he goes, "It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice." That's what I felt like pretty much from the 5K mark until I finished. It was just like overheating and everything like that. But I think, you know, I ended up finishing the race, ended up cramping up pretty bad my calves. That's where I always end up cramping, are my calves. And that was right after my first lap. I was able to chat it up with Cassidy Shear as he was coming around for his. He was just about to start his third lap. And if you don't know Cassidy, he does a lot of the Lumberjack World Championship stuff. He's a Lumberjack World Champion himself and also has the Hayward House, HAUS on Instagram. Check out the Hayward House. But he was trying to get me to take a shot of Jägermeister at the aid station. That was like, I think it was like at like a K-in. It was right before Powerline. For those of you that are familiar with the course, you probably know the aid station I'm talking about. And he was like, "You need to take a shot of Jägermeister with me." And, you know, I was very apprehensive to do that because, one, I was not feeling too well because I, like most people, I wasn't able to train that much for this race. And two, I was really starting to cramp. And so when we got there and the bottle of Jägermeister was all out, I was very blessed in that situation not to have to try to drink that. So Cassie, if you're listening to this, I appreciate your offer, but also at the same time, just know that I was down bad at that time. I was just trying to, you know, chip away a K at a time and finish my race. I think, yeah, after that race on Thursday, I think I went to bed before my daughter did. We were very close. It was neck and neck when we went to bed there. I was pretty beat. But Friday and Saturday wasn't that sore or anything. Was still able to go up to the trailhead and watch my buddy Bryce finish his first quarter lope. Last year was his first time attending Berkey. He got the Berkey fever and he came back to Hayward to compete in the Cordelopet. And even though it looked different than what he had experienced last year with the Main Street finish, he still said it was an awesome time and an awesome experience, and he's going to come back and do it again. And, you know, that's kind of my whole goal with the Northern Nerd, is like promoting the Northwoods, promoting an active lifestyle and all the events and different things we have going on here in Hayward. And the fact that I was able to have a friend come and experience the Berkey for the first time, and now he's competing in the Cordelopet, like, that's so fulfilling to me. And so if Like, I can get more of my friends to come and experience Berkey and then compete in the Berkey and just kind of grow that tradition, like doing those things together. Gosh, that's going to be pretty darn amazing looking down the road. Like, maybe still doing it. I don't know if I'm fortunate enough to make it to the 100th anniversary of the Berkey. I would be, what would I be? 28 plus 50, I'd be 78 years old. So I'd be an old timer, but you know, there's still a lot of old timers that are skiing the Berkey. I know some people that were finishing like their 40th Berkey or their 45th Berkey. And it's just amazing that they're still able to do that at that age. And that kind of serves as an inspiration to those that are maybe just starting. They're able to look as they're skiing and say, wow, that person's, you know, still giving it their all. You know, I want to be like them. When I get older, you know, I want to be like you when I grow up, kind of deal. And I think that's just one of the great things about competing in the Berkey and just the Berkey events and things like that is you're able to, the camaraderie that you're able to experience. So what was nice this year was, I mean, like it was time, but the time wasn't going to go against you. So everybody was kind of at like, well, the most people that I interacted with were kind of in that mindset, like, hey, we're out here to have a good time. As long as we finish our set event, you know, that's the only thing that matters. So I was able to talk to a bunch of different people. I was able to talk to a guy from New Mexico and a guy from the older guy from the Twin Cities that was, I think, completing his 20th Berkey, and just able to share in conversation, you know, casual conversation with people along the way. And I think that's one of the most fulfilling parts about doing doing the Qwerty for me, is just like how much community you feel in that. Yeah, I just think it was a great weekend. And if you're able to make it, I hope you had a great time. Again, even though it looked different, I hope that, you know, different is okay. And if you haven't been to the Berkey and you're listening to this podcast, or you found my podcast through my Instagram page or Facebook or something of that nature, I hope you make it up to the Berkey next year, or at least some point in your life, because it's just one of those things where it feels like the Olympics are happening in a small town, and it's just so special. And I hope, I need everyone to just start praying next year for snow already. We're actually getting some right now as I'm recording this podcast, ironically. But today, in true Wisconsin fashion, today it was 56 degrees. I went on a walk in just flannel and jeans with my daughter and my friend Gary and his daughter. And now it is snowing. So, and tomorrow it's supposed to be 20 degrees. And then Saturday it's supposed to be 62. So that's just life right now in the Northwoods. But yes, for next year, start praying for snow already. So we're able to have that downtown finish once again. And, you know, if we have a modified version, I think we'll still be okay. It's nice to know that we're still able to have something regardless of the snowfall. That's just so cool. And I'm so proud of this community and so proud of this area. And yeah, I just can't wait for you to experience it if you haven't already. And with that being said, that wraps up my Berkey coverage. I know I've been posting like crazy on Facebook and Instagram, just all things Berkey. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're interested in the Berkey in some shape or fashion. Just, I don't know, it's one of those things. So that, now the next thing to look forward to is, for me, is high school baseball season. I'm coaching the JV baseball team once again with my good buddy Joe Dykeman. And so we're excited for another year. Now, what would be very unfortunate, and it's kind of like my, I don't know, what do you call this? Wisconsin cynicism, is thinking like, all right, there's still this big snowfall looming. And it would just crush my soul if that happened after like the whole time, you know, the whole winter. Kind of the local thing is like, you know, as long as there's enough snow for Berkey, we're good. And then after that, it can all go away. And so with this year not having really any snowfall, and then still being able to have Berkey, but now if all the snow comes, that would just be a crushing blow. You know, love getting outside, love throwing the baseball around, all that kind of stuff. And the earlier we can do that, the better. And now we don't have to really wait for really any snow to melt. So fingers crossed that we have a strong start to the season without any cancellations or just being able to be outside and practicing right away, because there's nothing worse than spending most of your baseball season in a gym. And those of you that play baseball in the Midwest know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's the next big thing to look forward to. Also, coming down the line, we have the Surratt County Woodshop happening on Muskie Fest weekend. That's going to be on Saturday of Muskie Fest. I don't know the exact date of that right now, but just know that Muskie Fest Saturday, the Surratt County Woodshop is happening in the municipal parking lot right across from West Dairy, right next to the City of Hayward Fire Department. Sam and Adam LaSalle always do a great job with that, bringing different woodshop events to Hayward and just growing the sport, timber sports in general. And that's just always a fun event that I've been a part of now. I think this is year number four, maybe year four or five, something like that. But I love playing music there, have my merch set up, and just getting to showcase these wonderful timber sport athletes. And that's kind of like a precursor to the Lumberjack World Championships, which are happening this year, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And that's one of Hayward's, another one of Hayward's world-class events that takes place. So in February, you have the Berkey, and towards the end of July or early August, you have the Lumberjack World Championships. So if you haven't been to either of those, I would highly recommend checking it out. It's a great time. I have a lot of friends that compete in it, and it's fun to cheer them on. And yeah, that's what we have coming down the line. So hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of a Berkey recap, and we'll see you around town. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.